To paraphrase Garrett Morrison's character in Saturday Night Live, weather has been very, very good to me.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Hey, everybody, I'm Al Roker from The Today Show, and you are on the road with Dave on WGN.
Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us, honored to have America's preeminent weather personality, actor, author, journalist, and food aficionado of the Today Show's very own Al Roker. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you, Dane. Good to be here on America's preeminent radio station, WGN.
Oh, we love it. A little bit of props for the home cooking. We appreciate it. Now, don't get me wrong. Being America's most beloved weatherman on one of the world's biggest shows is super cool, but you have a range, you know, on the acting side, on the humor side, on the author side, and the movies and all that kind of stuff. Is weather something, it's something that you're great at and you've always done? Is it basically, though, just kind of a conversation starter for Al Roker?
Well, it's, you know, look, it's my mentor, William Scott, gave me the two best bits of advice I've ever gotten. And that was always be yourself. You know, no matter what happens to you, whatever, you've always got that. But the other thing is never give up your day job. And weather has always been kind of my first love. And even though I had no plans of ever being on TV to do weather, but once I started it, boy, and to paraphrase Garrett Morrison's character in Saturday Night Live, weather has been very, very good to me.
there's no question. Now, do you think for the aspiring weather people out there, personalities looking to get in the news, but the news business is typically relatively serious. Weather and weather can be very serious, but also I think the people who have succeeded have had a great sense of humor. Is that something that you think if aspiring weather people don't have, they should try to kind of hone if they can and sort of be funny?
I think they should hone themselves, be them. You know, I always have been amazed that when somebody is coming up or somebody is becoming popular and they say, oh, he's going to be the next, she's going to be the next Oprah, or he's going to be the next Dan Rather. No, be the next you, because if anybody else, you're just imitating them. You're not being you. So I don't say, you know, if humor is not something that comes naturally to you, then by gosh, don't force that, because people will sense it. People will know it. And, you know, you want to be true to yourself.
When it comes to the authenticity side, weather, of course, doesn't define you, but food is one of those things that you have always been involved with and an accomplished author in it. And even when it comes to South Beach and when it comes to weather, that conversation has come up quite a few times as we've talked to people heading down there. They're excited about the weather and, of course, the food. So specifically, talk a little bit about the food side at South Beach. This is an event that you're super familiar with. You've been a part of, a judge at, a participant for. Talk about South Beach.
Well, you know, I mean, I think this is now the 12th year, I believe. I'm not exactly sure, but when I first started, it was, you know, a relatively small event. And now it has grown into this huge food destination event. So I, you know, and I've done the Burger Bash. I've been a chef at the Burger Bash. I've done the barbecue, doing barbecue again this year. But, you know, it's everything. It brings in food and music and the weather and all that, so that, you know, folks love it.
On the personality side, you know, you've got a lot of those great chefs there, but also personalities like yourself. This is one of those unique events that's kind of transcends sort of the wheelhouse of notoriety, where you'll have, you know, Neil Patrick Harris will be there, Trisha Yearwood will be there. They all have sort of a role and a voice in the food space, but they're famous for other things. It's really a great opportunity for fans to kind of see people.
Yeah, you know, not only do they get to see people, they get to, you know, there are these great events, and they're family-themed events. There's music, you know, there are those who are looking for libations. There are those events that are more, let's say, alcohol based. There literally is something for everyone.
It is a festive environment, regardless, right? Whatever it is that you really love, you're going to find it there at South Beach. So one of the things that people love to see you there, and I'm sure you get lots of people that come up to you and appreciate your work and are excited to see you. Is there anybody, because think about it, with a show like the Today Show, you see every single person, the most famous people in the world, come and walk through your studios right there. So you meet a lot of people. Are there any people that you're excited to see or meet or hang out with at South Beach?
Well, here's the deal. I love seeing all these folks, you know, because they're all, you've got so many amazing people, not just around the country, but around the world. You know, barbecue-wise, and my buddy Matt Abdu is going to be there. You know, you've got Marcus Samuelson, you know, of course, Rachel. You know, you've got all these big names, you know, like Jose Andres. But, you know, there are smaller names, or I shouldn't say smaller names, but lesser-known chefs who are about to explode, and other chefs who are doing all these really interesting things that you wouldn't normally get to meet.
There's going to be a lot of food fans there. And on the fan side, it's one thing to be a food enthusiast. You have taken a step further and been an author as well, especially on the barbecue side with Al Roker's Big Bad Book of Barbecue. So I think that takes it to even another level. You know, the Today Show is all American as it gets. You've done Burger Bash. You mentioned the barbecue is like America's kind of true cuisine when done in the American style. So when it comes to barbecue for you, not necessarily specific to South Beach, you'll see plenty of it there. But what is it about barbecue that Al Roker loves and appreciates so much?
You know, I think it's as much a lifestyle as it is a food. I mean, true barbecue is, you know, low and slow, and one of those things where, you know, it you can't hurry it, you know, there are no shortcuts. And so you make a commitment to cooking something that you've got to take your time with.
And when it comes to New York and your residence, do you get a chance to actually cook some of that stuff? I mean, because I'm imagining, I think a lot of our listeners, especially based here in the Midwest, we imagine New York is maybe some balconies and things. Do you have the opportunity? Do you have any kind of cool grilling setup?
I'm fortunate enough. I have a backyard here in Manhattan. I have a brownstone, and so I've got two big green eggs. I've got a hasty baked grill. So I can cook when I want in the backyard.
Oh, it's nice. Oh, it's going to be great to have you out of New York, out of that weather. You can have a forecast that's going to be up into the 70s and 80s.
Well, the sad part is, it's okay, but right now it's looking like it's only going to be in the upper 60s, low 70s, and may not be that sunny. So, you know, listen, it's still nothing to sneeze at, and there's great food and great people, but, you know, you get to South Beach and you want to take advantage of the beach part. So we'll see.
Oh, that's awesome. So we get to hear a little bit about what Al Roker is going to look forward to, some of the things he's doing at South Beach. We got a bonus weather forecast thrown in there as well. Al, for people who are going to see you down there, that's going to be great. For people who want to follow your adventures on social media, do you have, whether Twitter and Instagram and things that you're pretty prolific on?
My Twitter and Instagram is at Al Roker.
Al Roker, we love what you do, and I know people are going to love seeing you down at South Beach Wine and Food Fest. Thanks so much for jumping on WGN today.
All right. Thank you, Dane. I really appreciate it.